From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne on a battleship in the Thames.
Yeah, we're in London on HMS Belfast. We are about to walk off it and try not to hit our heads on the low pipes. So what have we been doing, Nigel?
We've been attending the launch of the latest Good Practice Report, which is called The Secret Lives, Online Lives of UK Managers. And very interesting, and now not secret at all.
So, Owen Ferguson at Good Practice just gave us lots of data about how managers use their kind of online behaviours and how they use websites to find information to help them do their jobs. What kind of insights stood out for you?
Well, not so much insights as confirmations, that basically managers use Google, they pick a few sites that they know and trust, and top sites apart from that, from hits, and that's what they do for their learning and for their problem solving and for day-to-day survival. So L&D doesn't quite fit into that at all.
Yeah, I thought, aside from the technology, they will ask colleagues, won't they?
Yeah.
No,
yes,
the most effective way of getting the job done is to talk to people around you. But then they dived into how people use technology. And as you say, they're doing their own thing. But within that, it's quite interesting that they are hardly using external social networks and hardly using internal social networks. Isn't that, we're going outside now, isn't that pretty alarming?
It's not alarming, but in some way it's sad. You know, I don't think that you can blame them. I think you can blame everyone else. You can blame the infrastructure, you can blame the messages that go around internally, and you can blame just the changing face of work, where in a world where trust is stretched, to go onto an internal social network and put yourself out there is an incredibly difficult thing to do for many people, and it's getting more difficult. So just the fact that it exists doesn't in any way mean that it's going to be used or going to be used well.
But one of my takeaways was that it just looked like managers just don't seem to have, they're not really very sophisticated in the way they're using Google or any networking tools. But these are managers, and basically in complex times, if we believe that things like collective intelligence are important, and looking outside of your category and talking to other people more widely in the organisation who may not be geographically located next to you, if this stuff is all important, then surely managers, a part of developing a manager is to give them these kind of digital skills.
Yeah, I completely. I would say that the managers are the kind of gatekeepers in all sorts of ways, and maybe they're increasingly the digital gatekeepers as well. And the fact that we badly develop our managers, or we don't develop them at all, or we don't even focus on any of this stuff, the fact that managers aren't doing it usually means that their people are not doing it because they're scared to do it, or they'll get flack for doing it, and so on. So yes, there's a real blockage here, and it all comes down to the way in which we develop managers or completely fail to develop managers.
So we've nearly got to the end of the gang plank. We're nearly back on dry land. I think it was an interesting session, so it's been really good. We're together physically, which is always nice, Nigel. And we were together on HMS Belfast.
We were. All too rare, Martin, and always a pleasure. Thank you.
From scratch.